it's around the energy of these things that I'm cultivating. I guess
there's one you already know you don't want to do.
Hmm.
You know what it is?
Is there a real estate one?
Yeah. You want to do that one? No. But then you know that. So why are you asking?
Well, because it just shifted
why do you
the last
think
couple
you
of minutes.
Should do that even though you know you're vibrationally not matching up with it?
Well, when I heard about it, it really resonated with me, and I was excited at the possibility of it, and it made me want to learn more. And then in the process of that.
And then what? Where did it fall out?
Raising capital to make it happen, and
okay.
looking at the variety of opportunities that I'm creating. You know, wanting to pursue like say three different things, and now maybe I pare it down to one of those three things and pursue that.
Okay, so trust yourself when you stay out of your mind. So go into your heart and pull up the first opportunity. Be sure only to think about that, only to bring up that, and feel it in your heart. Do you want to go there or not?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Bring up the second one in your heart. Stay in your heart. Stay in your heart. How does that feel? Do you want to go toward that one or away from it?
It feels like an open space that maybe it's not quite ready yet.
Okay. Pull up the third one. Stay in your heart. You want to go toward it or away from it?
Well, that's the one I've already committed to.
Okay. So I still want to know what you're resonating right now. Do you want to go toward it or away from it?
Well, I guess it's in the languaging because it's what I've committed to moving towards. And, you know, then there's, I guess, fear that comes up around the activities that I need to participate in. And
okay, so that's where we're going. That's where we're going because that's also what the real estate thing has in common is the fear of the commitment.
Hmm.
Those are our highest words. Everybody, stay present and do this because this is a biggie, the fear of commitment, very big. So I am divine love. I invoke the rays, flames, and lights, the golden light, sheets, book. Give me a song, Mika.
Crazy for you.
Crazy for you. Okay. That's, no pardon the pun, a no-brainer. So, you know, just be crazy about your commitment. That will take the fear away. Passion. Passion, and I love it, and I love it, and I love it, and I love it. I mean, you know, when they told me what I had to come up with for one of my shows, when I went into my head, it was sheer panic. And, oh, I don't know if I can do that. When I went into my heart, it was like, oh, I have to be with these people.
Mm.
Okay? So, again, if you stay connected to your heart, Mika, which you have not been taught, but you have learned through the year of privates that we've done, and you've really mastered it. But now you've got, you know, bigger opportunities that you've created magnificently in the last year.
Yeah, as a direct result of all that, absolutely.
Thank you for that acknowledgement. I agree that you have done amazing work through the information that came through on the privates, and you have shifted yourself. Now there's bigger opportunities. Stay in your heart. Stay in your passion, darling.
Okay.
And I must tell you, everywhere I wear your beautiful coat, people stop me.
Oh, thank you. I love that.
I love that, too. So is there anything else to know? No. That around commitment, we hold the passion in our hearts about the choice that we have committed to. And that gives us the courage and the trust to move through and complete that commitment. Beautiful, huh?
That is.
That's you can feel it, can't you?
I can, yeah.
Yeah, me too. So, you know, this is just, again, you get to practice staying in your heart around things that we are taught we absolutely should go to our mind to. Okay?
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.